Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. This has been quite a week this week. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. And I tell you, some of the stuff that goes on just doesn't make any sense at all. But yet and still, we allow these things to happen. You know, you have to understand, the lady, the scales of Lady Justice are imbalanced, especially against people of color. We must continue to fight against this grave imbalance to ensure a humane, just future. That's right. And humane, just future for all people. It doesn't make a difference whether you're black, white, brown, red, yellow, or whatever color you want to be. I really don't care. But we must make sure that everybody is treated equally. The homeless, for the poverty stricken, for the weary and beaten. All across our country, we must demand that justice be served for all people. We cannot sit around here and continue to let things go as they are. The American criminal justice system is totally absent. There is no such thing as justice here in America. I want to say something that's really, really, really important. These devils will go to any length to silence anyone who resists their criminal behavior. Generation Mind Games and other racist bull. They have 99% of the black people and a large portion of the white people sedated or afraid to awaken or to take a stand. So those of us like Kaepernick, Colin, who took a stand, and you look, you're entitled to take a stand. If you want to take a stand, take a stand. If they don't like it, that's too bad. You have every right in this world to take a stand. And if you make that decision, you understand where you're living at. You have to understand these people. They want to have all power. Just recently, I went to the Berrien County Commissioner meeting, and I talked about all the women who was being molested by the sheriff's department. It's going to be well over 50. They've been molesting these women for years. Not one single arrest. They make them get in the elevator. They make them dance naked. They come into their cell. They usually give the ones that they want to attack a single woman cell. And they'll come in at midnight, they'll come in at different times and go into her cell and rape her. When she tells people that she was raped by a police officer, they try to cover it up. This has been going on for years. Just recently, Markell Hatley was hung. They had claimed that he hung himself. We all know that that's not true. But unfortunately, when law enforcement does things, it's okay. You see, they can rape women, they can hang people. And here's another thing. that was and listen, all these women that was raped just so happened to be white. You see, normally they move when it's white folks. But in this case, they're so embarrassed that I have found out about it that they might try anything. This is how bad this situation is. Also, there was a young lady who was pregnant in Barron County jail. Six officers attacked her and killed her baby. Nothing is being done. No investigation, no nothing. But my plan is to pursue this until something happens, because it could be you next. See, this is what, you know, they don't care whether you're black, white, brown, red, yellow. They don't care. These people won't. And then now people got this thing about law enforcement, that they think that they're above the law. You see, because we allow them, because we're sleeping. We need to wake up. And let me say this about Kaepernick. Any time that you want to protest anything, you have the right to do it, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, that's too bad, you know. People have a tendency to want to protest, and then when they protest, you got people who want to be against them. Look, I don't care about you. I don't care nothing about what you want if it's not right. We don't care about these people have been doing the same thing for years and nothing being said. But Kaepernick has every right in this world, if he want to protest, to protest. You see? And people talk about the American flag and the Confederate. The people have caught just as much hell, especially black people and Native Americans under the American flag as they have caught under the red, white, and blue. You see? So to me, it's no difference. You might be able to find a difference, but I can't. Because I tell you, we have caught just as much hell under the red, white, and blue as we had under the Confederate flag. And, you know, to me, it's a waste of time. I see that we can use that energy to do something different, but somebody got to wake these people up, and this is our opportunity. Well, on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, my girl, Belinda Brown. My girl. Belinda Brown, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Pinckney, I'm here.
How's everything going down there?
Wow, Pastor Pinckney, everything is going pretty good down here. We are, you know, praying that the storm turn down here in Louisiana, and we're looking pretty good. We're looking pretty good, Pastor Pinckney.
Okay, well, I was a little concerned about that, Belinda, because I know it's coming, and I was concerned. Especially, you know, you're my family. See, when I think of you and Carl and the babies and all these folks, you know, you're part of me, you know. And I was hoping, I heard about what happened in Houston, and very, very concerned about that, because I didn't know that Houston even flooded. I had no idea that it floods in Houston. And
yes.
It just let you know how much I know.
Well, they're in pretty bad shape there in Houston, Pastor Pinckney. Not only that they're flooding, there's quite a few tornadoes that's touching down there, too, as well. And
wow.
The thing is that when you try to tell people, you know, to evacuate, a lot of people hesitate about leaving their homes, and they try to, you know, weather the storm, but it's not a good choice for them to do that, because the weather is pretty bad down there, and the danger that a lot of people now happen to be rescued from their homes because it's flooded out.
Wow. As you know, when I look at it on TV and stuff like that, it's scary. You know, it's I think if they say evacuate, I think I would evacuate, but for the simple reason you never know, you see. You never know, especially if that's flat land, you know, that river can overflow, and then you're right by the Gulf and all this other stuff, you know, which is so, so amazing. But like I said, I was very, very concerned about you, and I'm so happy to hear your voice and things all right. And if it gets worse, something like that, you make sure you call me and let me know, because me and Dorothy both will be thinking about you and the family, and make sure that everything is good. So so what's happening down there in Louisiana other than that?
Well, you always, I really appreciate you know that we always have a second home with you, Pastor Pickney. So if anything
goes right
down and don't look right down here, you know, we're headed that way.
Amen.
But let
Amen.
Me tell you what.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you what's going on down here in Louisiana, Pastor Pickney, right now, in regards to the injustice that's been taking place, you know, and you know, I concur with the fact that you said that the justice system is a disgrace. It is an absolutely disgrace. There is no such thing as justice in our criminal justice systems, okay? But at this time, you know, we're focusing on, you know, we have a lot of campaigns that's going on down here. We're getting ready to run our new state treasurer, you know, candidates for that. We got the mayor of New Orleans race going on right now. And I'm going to tell you that there has been quite a bit of injustice that's been going on in regards to our, you know, right to enter into elect, you know, to put our name as elected officials or run our names, any type of black leadership, okay? There is a sad thing, Pastor Pickney, when they don't want to see black leadership here in the state of Louisiana. And we're fighting that on all angles right now because we didn't have several people that run for mayor that got their name, you know, kicked out illegally, you know, taken off the ballot. You know, all kinds of oppositions come up. They start prosecuting them for voter fraud and, you know, just a bunch of lies. Anything that they can do, especially if we have a powerful, educated, highly qualified candidate, they don't want to see that person in office at all. So what they do is come up with all types of obstacles and, you know, breaking the law to keep these people from being able to run for office here. So we're not going to back down. We're not going to be silent. We're going to expose them, you know, with the they're in violation of the Voters Act, and they don't care. They are blatantly, you know, coming out, you know, just taking people's names off of the ballot illegally. And we have had to file a lawsuit against our Secretary of State.
You know one thing, Belinda, that we always have to remember, we always got to have numbers when we're dealing with these people, because these people think they're above the law. And that's their history. You know, one of the things that we don't look back on, I'm a history person myself, and I love history. And I can go all the way back when it comes to history, and it's the same thing they were doing back then. They're doing it now, but they're doing it on a different level that is designed to confuse the average person, because we won't read. We don't read. We watch TV. We need to cut that TV off and start reading and find out about our history. I know where you're coming from, but I know you, Belinda. I know what you're going to do. You're not going to allow them to continue this project without your candidate on it. I know it's going to be tough, but you can do it.
Well, and you're absolutely right, Pastor Pickney. We're going to do it, and in the process of doing it, we're going to expose all of these. You know, the Democratic Party is a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
You know, the Republican Party, all these parties is pretty much in, you know, both of the parties is in bad shape, okay? And
yeah.
My thing,
yeah,
the guy that we were running was an independent, And they came up against this man, and I mean, just with all kinds of lies and everything to kick his name out of the race. And then the only Democratic guy that we chose to, you know, surround ourselves and support his run after they removed our guy from the ballot, that we could not even get an endorsement from the Democratic Party, and he's the only Democrat that's in the race. And that just let us know that our Democratic Party has been pushing the Republican agenda through the Democratic Party here in the state of Louisiana. And it's being exposed, but something the whole world need to know about these little tricks and these little politics tricks that they pull and play when people are serious about changing their communities with this corrupt leadership.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is a golden opportunity for you to let the world know that exactly what's going on. And another thing, we need to stop putting our faith in the Democratic Party, too, because when you speak of the Democratic Party, you're just speaking of another arm of the Republican Party. They work together against us, against everybody. And we have to realize, go ahead.
It's been proven here, Pastor Pinckney, that they're working against us because our Democratic chair actually Karen Carter Peterson, I want the whole world to know who she is, okay, that she had a meeting with the only person that's in the Democratic race that's running for the state treasurer, told this man that he could not win and that they would not endorse him and discouraged him about running in this race when he is the most qualified person that's highly qualified to be in the race in the first place. But this is because she wants to put a Republican in and get behind and support a Republican. But let me tell you how we figured out her agenda. She have another organization that is a board that she sits on. And this board is run and operated by nothing but Republicans. And she filter the Republicans' money, okay, to get – it's like putting on a mask, Pastor Pinckney. You know, when you find out who's wearing the mask in these meetings, and then I guarantee you, you will get to the bottom of the corruption. Because if you follow the money, you will find – listen to me, you follow the money – you will find the fake masses, and when you find that they got a mask on, then that's how you expose them because they think they're hiding behind these masks that they got on, and they do hide. But I guarantee you, if you follow the money, you're gonna find out who they are. And we found out that the chair of the Democratic Party for the state of Louisiana, Karen Carter Peters, is a fraud. She is a fake, and she is wearing a mask, and she's pushing the Republican agenda through the Democratic Party, Pastor Pinckney, and that's a fact. And it's being exposed right down here in Louisiana right now, even as I speak.
And you know what? And I can tell you're right on point with this. Louisiana is a big state, and which is so amazing. I wish that we could get Dr. Caesar on today. But I tell you what, he's not on the board. But what I would like to do, if possible, let you go call him. And before the show is over, I'll give him the final 6-7 minutes to tell us something, okay?
All right, that would be great. I'm going to do my best to get him on, Pastor Pinckney. But
if you can get him on, that would be tremendous, and we can take it from there.
About the lawsuit, he need to tell us about the lawsuit because everybody needs to know about this lawsuit that we're filing, that they have abused and misused the voters' rights.
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
Okay, let me try to get him
but
on
listen,
now.
All right, you take care of your business, and I will talk to you later. And you know, it's always good to talk to you, And whether he come on or not, I'm going to give you the final few minutes so you can tell us really what's going on down there again. All right? Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That was my good friend Belinda Brown from Louisiana, Slidell, New Orleans in that area. And now I'm going to bring on Alisa from Philadelphia. Are you there? Alisa from Philadelphia, are you there, Alisa? Alisa from Philadelphia, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you, Alisa.
Okay.
I can hear you, Alisa. But I tell you, after we talk during the week, I tell you, you know, and I'm used to talking to my good friends, my TI family. And I tell you, that's quite a story that you have to tell. But let's let the world know, because there's a lot of right now we got a full house, we got people listening from all over the world, and they need to know about this government and what they're doing to people like you, good people like you, and what we need to do is expose them for who they really are. Because I was just reading the newspaper where in Cuba, the Cubans folks are letting out some kind of electronic wave or something that affected the American government that was in Cuba in that house. So I don't know the whole story, but listen, let's hear your story. Talk to me.
Okay, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm a single mom with two children. And, you know, back I've been what you call a targeted individual. They call us unwittingly non-consensual human experimentation subjects. We're being tortured by this government. And this is happening right here in the United States. This is also happening to a lot of citizens worldwide. But it's happening to mostly women. You know, it seems like the large majority of victims are women. And they also experiment on children. We are being experimented on by the military and the police department secretly and covertly, okay? They use what you call radiation weapons. They shoot weapons inside of our homes. They put us on what you call blacklists, watch lists. Ever since 9/11 and the National Defense Authorization Act, you know, has given the military and the police permission to target individuals, American citizens, and label them as terrorists, domestic terrorists, you know, and like basically we're enemy of the state. And this is under all your taxpayers' money is going into having people from the police department go into our neighborhoods, whoever they pick and choose, go into the neighborhoods, spread vicious lies about us to people in the community, pay people to put certain type of devices in their house, and most of it is also coming from what they call satellites, drones, aircrafts, and military aircrafts. And what they're doing is they're shooting radiation into us wherever we go at. Wherever I travel at, I have what you call, it might seem like this is something that's way out, but I have drones that follow me. I see it, and I have a person that's with me that witnesses it. I have drones, all type of aircraft, space-based weapons they are using to shoot into my body. They are putting chips in people. We're secretly putting chips in you when you go to the hospital, when you go to the dentist. Some of these weapons don't need a chip. They are called direct energy weapons. So I want people to look up targeted individuals. I want you to look up direct energy weapons, and I want you to look up unwittingly non-consensual human experimentation subjects. This is happening secretly and covertly. We know about it because they do it to us. They get gangs of people to stalk us. Sometimes they have handheld weapons, and they shoot at us. We have been implanted with stuff. They use the chemtrails, the HAARP, something called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. It's a whole weaponized system. They use smart meters. Smart technology is no good for you. It's no good. Wi-Fi, all these is a system. Cell towers, all these are systems that they are using against people, and they use it against targeted individuals. And what they're doing is they torture us every single day, all day long, wherever we go at. No matter where I go, I done been state to state. They've driven me to homelessness, okay, where I can't even see my children. They've, you know, my electric water turned off. I have been living out in the street, literally walking the streets at night, having gangs of FBI agents, police officers, community people, follow me around under the Patriot Act and National Defense Authorization. If you really go and read that, they are allowed to torture people to death under surveillance. They will turn your name into a fusion center, a police department fusion center. And next thing you know, your whole life is turned upside down. And their whole thing is to torture you until you no longer breathe. And to surveil you, they watch you inside your house, wherever you go. The satellites get you. They can chip you.
Wow.
They can use all kind of high, they have the best high-tech weapons, and they're using those weapons on individual citizens. Without their consent, nobody told me this. All of a sudden, I started being gang stalked. Look up gang stalking by people from the police department, and then they hire people in the neighborhood. People take the money. And everywhere I was at, they were using what you call psychological warfare, military science, warfare on me. I know that all military people and all police officers are not bad, but this is something that is secretly and covertly done to individual citizens. And this will be done to more people. They're not going to stop. So what we're trying to do is we're having a peaceful protest in Philadelphia, October the 10th. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to ask the government that we go to the federal building in Center City and to City Hall to beg them to stop torturing me as well as other citizens and to stop doing this. You know, that this is wrong. I mean, they have literally destroyed my life, and they will torture my children, you know, my mother, my father. Anybody come around me, they do things to them. They can get your brain waves. They use the high-tech weaponry. These are invisible weapons. These are radiation weapons that they use on people. You can't see it, but you feel it. And they fly drones over top of my house. People in the neighborhood where I live in don't even look up. They don't even see what's going on in the sky. Look at your sky. Look at those chemtrails. They're spraying stuff at you. What is that stuff they're spraying? It's going into your body. And this makes you more susceptible to these weapons. You know, I don't want to come out and say this, and every time I speak out, I get more targeted and more tortured for it. I mean, I just walked the other day. I was talking to Reverend Pinckney, and I walked to the store, and I was tortured severely, severely tortured by these different types of aircrafts. And if people would see it and walk with me, they would be like, what is that? It's sci-fi. What's that flying around? It only hits me. It only gets me, and then at sometimes in the back of my, majority of the times, in the back of my house, it's like an air show of these little stars all around my house, and they're shooting radiation and weapons inside, torturing me, running me out in the street, you know, causing me to not be able to work and take care of my children, and I can't do anything. And this is 24
wow.
hours, 7 days a week. Every time I walk out my door, it's on.
Wow. Lisa, listen to this. You know that a lot of people who are not subjected to stuff like this, they probably don't believe it, because I've been dealing with, I call them TIs. I don't know whether that's the correct term that they use or whatever it is. I took a group of them to Washington, D.C. to expose
mm-hmm.
exactly what you're saying. And I want to tell people that what you're saying is actually happening. It's, you know, and the government is using microwaves, the airwaves, and to control your mind, your body. And what you said might just be true. It attacks women differently than it does men. even mm-hmm. even in a maybe even in a sexual content. But it does that to women, and people need to know that this stuff is happening but they say, well, what can you do? See, the first thing you always got to do, you got to expose them for who they really are. And Lisa, I got to tell you, you got to keep talking about this, and you got to keep saying, well, you know they're probably going to come after you today, or with the little drones that they use now. And it's amazing what you just said. They've been using drones for a long time, but now it's just been identified that they use drones also to shoot the microwaves, the electronic waves into your body and your mind, because it was just discovered in Cuba.
They're using them. It's excruciating. It's pain that you could never imagine. I can never imagine me walking down the street and being shot nonstop with drones flying over the top of my head all the way to my door. When I get inside the house, I'm being burnt on top of my head. The electricity comes out my feet. I mean, I'm in nonstop pain. I got burns all over my legs, all over my body. I have a son that's covered in burns. I mean, it never stops. This is they're authorized to do this. And I have people just chasing me down, shooting things. They can walk up now. They have, and people might say, well, where is the patents? They have weapons that they have, and something that they put inside of you can trigger off. And I'm telling you, it's unbearable pain that I'm in every single day, everywhere I go. And they will never stop. And I'm telling you that this is happening to people. It might sound strange, it might sound bizarre, but it's real. And I'm coming
Amen.
Out. I'm going to publicize my story, and I need help. I need help. I really need help, because this is a life threatening situation here.
I know it is, Alisa, and I have made a commitment to help you in every way I can. But listen, you got about a minute to say something. Tell us what you want people to know. I'll get you back on next week, but I want you to be able, you know, tell. I don't have any more time for you right now, but if you got a whole minute to tell us what you want people to know.
I want people to know that people are being severely tortured in America, that they do torture citizens, and I want people to come out October the 10th in Philadelphia and support me and help me and talk to your local officials and tell them to stop it, to have congressional hearings to shut down the deep state and shut down these torturing programs called no-touch torture. Look up no-touch torture and look up unwittingly non-consensual human experimentation subjects, domestic terrorists. They can label anybody as a terrorist and begin to torture you, and it's nonstop. So I need people to do that. I'm going to come back on next week. We're not trying to get money, but we are living on the street. We have nothing, and we have children and families. So I am going to try to get a PayPal, and if people want to donate, because this is a protest that's zero budget. But I couldn't even go out to do the most basic thing. Everything has been taken from me. I'm no longer a citizen. I am a subject to be tortured and radiated every single day. So I need you guys to help me to call in City of Philadelphia and tell them to stop.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get you as much help as possible, and I want you to stay focused. Don't get sidetracked, because I know they're out there. You know, a lot of people may not believe that they're out there. I know they are. And look, and you're not alone. It's at least a million target individuals, at least a million.
Yes.
And I had one show that we had almost a million people listening. Most of them was TIs. But let me say this to you. I got to let you go. I got to bring in my good friend Gloria. And and listen, let's talk soon, okay?
Yes, I'll call back next week. Thank you.
All right, Alisa. Bye now. All right. That was my good friend Alisa. And I tell you, a lot of people don't believe that this stuff is happening. But I want to tell you, this stuff is real. And, you know, it's them today and you tomorrow. So we better get ourselves prepared mentally to deal with this stuff, because it's here. It's here. It's here, whether we like it or not. Let me bring on my good friend Gloria. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Pinkney.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Absolutely. The young lady, Lisa, is from Philadelphia, and they're planning a big protest. And she's a member of the family. She's a TI, and we got to support her because she's feeling the effect of our federal government. And so, tell me a little bit about you. How you been doing,
Reverend Pinkney? I've been doing very well. I think I have found my place in life. You know, you're here for a reason, and I found my reason. And Alicia is one of them. I met Alicia last year. When I first met her, she was balled up in a knot with tears. She would just break out in tears, and I told her, it's going to be all right. It's going to get better. Trust me, because I was where she was, and she says to me a lot of times, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I do understand what you're saying. I was there, and not to say that I'm not being – I'm still targeted because there's still things they tried to do with me. But I continue to raise my frequency, and that's what I'm able to keep them off of me, so to speak. But, like, I'm a veteran at this, and this girl is fairly new at it. So I totally understand. This is like spiritual warfare going on. And if you sit back like, oh, gee, those poor people, and you don't do something or say something, you're just as guilty as the people that are doing this. So it's time that everyone stands up, take a knee, whatever it takes, because this is the time where nothing can be hidden and everything will be revealed. And that's what we're going through now. So I'm just asking that the public beware. This is so real. You know, everything that we've read about Tuskegee years ago, they gave people syphilis. They do this. This is what they do. So to do what they're doing now, they've just been perfecting this for years. This is called social engineering. So, thank you for listening.
Well, hold on, Gloria, let me ask you something else. You know, one of the things that really got my attention is that, you know, a lot of people probably don't believe. They don't believe that this government will do something on that level. And if I told you that I don't believe that the governor will go out of their way and intentionally try to control your mind, your body, and your soul, what would you say?
I would say that's what they're trying to do. In some cases, that's what they're doing. But we have to band together and turn the tables on these people. You cannot. This is 2017. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Hundreds. This is their goal, the global elite. This is their goal, to be able to control every citizen out here. And if you pay attention, all the towers and antennas, you can go to antennasearch.com. and put your address in, and it will tell you how many towers and antennas are around you. And then they talk about the cities, how the young people are shooting and killing, because these everything is weaponized. The towers, antennas, they are designed, these sounds that come. It's like the silent sound spectrum. We had talked about it a while ago when we were on your call. And you can't hear it, but there is something going, subliminal messaging that's always going to your ears. And some of these young people, they can't control what they're feeling, and they act on it. They act on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the guns are placed in the community, and then the frequencies are turned up, and then they turn out. It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the water in Flint, Michigan. That was a setup to poison the people in Flint, Michigan. We are being set up. Chicago, my goodness, what's going on in Chicago? And no one hears us, Reverend Pinckney, that the technology is ruling. No one discusses that. When I hear the talking heads, Roland Martin and this one and that one, no one discusses that.
You know, they're afraid to discuss it. You know, they see, the government don't want you talking about this stuff. That's why we do it on the Pinckney Show. I want to make sure that we get the word out. We let people know what this government will do. They will do anything. There's nothing. Look, everybody in this country is expendable. You know, and you know, by you saying, I know what they'll do. I know what they'll do, and they'll get away with it. You see. It's such a beautiful situation, Gloria, and I really, really appreciate you. And, you know, I want you to, if you can, put your arms around Elisa and do whatever you can to help her get through this. And we're going to work as a team. We're going to get this thing done because we've been doing this thing for a little while now. So we understand a little bit more than most people do because most people don't quite understand. But I have read up on this stuff. I have saw things that most people have not, but I tell you this much, I will do it again. Gloria, you got 1 minute to say whatever your heart desires, and I got to bring in my good friend, Rosie.
Well, I feel that the TI community, the veterans of the community, such as myself, we have to adopt these newbies. We do. We have to take them under the wings, because when I met Alicia, I had a flashback. Oh, my God. I remember being that frightened. I remember that, and that's horrible. That's horrific, and no one should have to live like this. Thank
absolutely.
You for listening.
All right, now, and I will talk to you very soon. Let me bring in my good friend, Rosie. Rosie, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm so blessed to be here and hearing Gloria's voice again, which I haven't heard for so long, and Melinda and what everybody's doing and working so hard and standing up and speaking up. It's a blessing to be around them.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, any time that we can pull people together and people need to understand, it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, brown, red, yellow, blue, pink, whatever color your heart want to be, we have to stand together and fight this monster because this governor is coming after you, whether you like it or not. So,
right,
you know,
and they did come after me as an injured teacher at Los Angeles Unified School District. My case is 17 years old from Los Angeles Unified School District. They've used TOR doctors writing admitted unsubstantiated medical reports to take away my medical care, to stop paying me, to give me a mental disorder. The governor of the state of California, Governor Jerry Brown, his Democratic state legislators want to kill me off. Delays, denials, death. The same thing they do to our veterans as they wait and they don't get the proper medical care, but yet we send them off to war. My case is now 17 years old because I've been standing up as an activist and I'm not going away. I've had 10 attorneys, including myself. Two of my lawyers have become judges, and I walked out of a doctor's office because I started seeing him in April. I went back. They were resurfacing the street, which I can't be around these chemicals. They make me sick because I was sprayed in my face with toxic chemicals from a fire extinguisher, which burned my skin, caused rashes. My nose was closing. My tongue was swelling. I have lung damage today because I inhaled an excessive amount. I have fibromyalgia with the pain and exhaustion, yet no one will help me. And because the judge Gerald Cohn, made a medical diagnosis, we're talking about there's no justice in the court system or workers' comp system. There isn't any. Have you ever heard of a judge who makes a medical diagnosis and is not a doctor?
And if he's not a doctor, he's not qualified to make that decision. And
right. Well, he
so
did,
amazing.
And he gave it. Sorry, and he gave it to Dr. John Stahlberg of Santa Monica, who on the internet has a site that says how important using substantiated evidence in workers' comp cases is, except in my case where they paid him $16,770 for his admitted unsubstantiated medical report.
And at
LAUSD, and they wouldn't call the paramedics. They're free. They're free to call the paramedics for myself and my students. And there was a black teacher at Gompers Middle School, a wonderful human being, Charles Smith. They did not call the paramedics for him either. They denied him the proper doctors and medical care, and Charles died from it. This is unconscionable.
Wow,
Charles was on your show. He was a wonderful human being, a wonderful, incredible person, him and his wife. They became family to me. It didn't matter what color we were. We joined together. We stood in this together. But the state of California, Governor Jerry Brown, you are killing off injured workers. Your state legislature with SB 899 and SB 861 that made these where they send the medical records of injured workers off to, most of the time it isn't even the right doctor, to deny medical care for the injured workers. So they made a whole big, huge cottage industry where these doctors are making a fortune, and the injured worker is once again being denied care, medical care, treatment, and being paid correctly, as the California Constitution says, to cure or alleviate their condition. And they sent me now to this psychologist who saw me in April, was still seeing me in August, had never read the medical reports, and he's still evaluating me. Still, I have no care, no treatment, and not being paid. This is a crime. And this is our country. We must take back our country. This is
Absolutely horrible.
Listen, they kill people. I mean, they're killing blacks, whites, Asians, Mexicans. They're just killing everybody. It doesn't make any difference. We are cash cows for their disgusting, corrupt endeavor here. They're making billions of dollars off of us.
Yes, yes, yes. And listen, Rob, listen, you got 1 minute to tell people what you want them to know. And then
okay.
I got to bring in my good friend, Belinda.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so glad that I get to talk to you every Sunday. You can reach me at Rozywow, R-O-Z-Y-W-O-W, at AOL.com. R-O-Z-Y-W-O-W at AOL.com. I want to hear from the injured workers out there. We must join together. We must help each other. This silence, we get sick, I know, and we can't stand up a lot of times because we don't feel good. We're just trying to make it, but we must get together. Our voices need to be heard. We must be squeaky wheels. It's Rozywow, R-O-Z-Y-W-O-W, at AOL.com, and I have a number, 818-631-0513, 818-631-0513. It's
Rozy. All right.
And blessings.
All
I'm
right,
sending
Rozy.
Out blessings to everybody.
All right now. Listen, that was my good friend Rozy from California. And I tell you, there's so much going on in this country. And it's us. You know, we are so silent. And we believe what they say, rather than go out here and find out for ourselves. It's them today and you tomorrow. And whether you like it or not, these folks can do whatever they want to do and get away with it. They actually sent me to prison, you know, with absolutely no evidence. No evidence. It would have been impossible for them to have had evidence, because for one thing, which is the most important thing, I didn't do it. It was actually nothing done anyway. They just made something up because they can do it and get away. But listen, let me bring in my good friend, Belinda. Belinda, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Pinckney, I'm still here enjoying the show. Fantastic show. It was good to hear from a lot of people, Gloria and Rozy, and just, you know, hear their voice and knowing that everybody is sticking in there and standing up and speaking out, Pastor Pinckney, against this injustice that's going on in our government, in our country.
Yeah, and you know what I really like is that people are waking up, but they're so intimidated that, you know, we have to learn to band together. You know, whatever it is, we have to band together. There's power in numbers. And this is what they want. They want everybody to be separated, black, white, brown, red, yellow, pink, blue, whatever it is, they don't want you to come together and come as one, because there's strength in numbers. And I know that, you know, that you're down there working hard. You have done some incredible work, and I am really, really so proud of you. When I think of the work that you have done, and, it's a little difficult up here because we can't find a law enforcement that would come in and help out. Usually they believe in law enforcement. Like I was talking earlier about all these women that was getting that been molested by. But here's something that you need to know. You know Atterbury, right?
Yeah.
His son supposed to be involved in that.
Wow.
Yeah. His son supposed to be involved. He was named in that.
Was his son a deputy, a ward? I mean, police officer?
He was a deputy.
A deputy, okay.
But matter of fact, he was the one that this guy Larry Gordon took the gun from and killed two bailiffs.
Oh.
Him on that, too. But he was also named with these women, all these women being molested. And you know, it's going to be about 20 to 25 deputies that also was involved. One deputy even took one of them up to Detroit for a law enforcement practice or something,
right.
Some seminar, some kind of conference. And but it's you know, they don't have to worry about getting arrested. Nobody been arrested. Nobody will be arrested. They do what they do up here, and they get away with it because a law enforcement think they're above the law. You know, they can continue to molest women, rape women, and there's some women at the county commissioner meeting. That's also that, you know, what kind of women are these? If you know that women are getting raped and stuff inside the jail, wouldn't you want to investigate it just in case? I mean, I would like to investigate it just to find out whether it's true or false. We know it's true because it's too many. When it's this many, it's got to be correct. Some of this is true, and we don't know how much it is, but it's going to be at least 50 women. I'm telling you this. They got them so scared now because they've been killing people. They had a nurse, a male nurse, who was giving pills, drugs to two white ladies. It was, see, one thing we can't say about this, only that the lady who baby died, was in six officers attacked this one black lady and the baby died. That's the only black person was involved with that, black woman. But anyway, the guy committed suicide. We don't know whether he committed suicide or not. That's just, during that period of time, I wasn't here. But now that I'm back, I'm looking at all the evidence, and it appeared to me like they murdered him. But unfortunately, here's the thing, that it's not going to be investigated because they closed the file and said it was suicide because these two girls was going to blow the whistle on him. They was going to blow the whistle on him, and they still going to blow the whistle because they're going to sue him, sue the county. But the point is, this is what's going on down here. But I'm working on it. I'm going to continue to work on it. And like I told them, somebody going to jail or y'all going to pay a lot of money, but I'm paying the money too. I live in the county. So it'll be coming out of my taxes and everything else. So but that's how it is. But I like the work that y'all have done too when you came to the prosecutor down there and judges down there. Y'all have worked extremely hard to make things happen. And I'm very, very proud of you. The work that you have done down there is so tremendous. But you got to get out and work. A lot of people want to sit back and watch TV and listen to this rap music and all this other kind of stuff. That ain't going to get you nowhere. You see, you got to get out there and stand up and fight for the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me what you want me to know. I know you got something.
Well, you know, you said it earlier in the show. You was talking about Colin Kaepernick and the fact that we're boycotting the, you know, the NFL, Pastor Pinckney. I think that it's all about the power of the people right now, and people are coming together. And I think if you keep saying it, it's going to happen, Pastor Pinckney, where it's going to be nothing but the power of the people and for the people, by the people. And that's what it's all about, because you are bringing people together. And I know if you continue to stand up for those people in Barron County, I would like to see that whole place just get shut down and, you know, everybody reap the benefits of it, because it's so corrupt, Pastor Pinckney. You know, it's so corrupt and evil and wicked that, you know, the judges, the bailiffs, you know, the clerk of courts, everything there in Barron County is so corrupt until it just needs to be shut down completely and start all over fresh. And you know, and people need to hit them with lawsuits left and right. And these girls that's been molested and abused and raped, you know, inside of that jail, all of them need to come together and stick with you, Pastor Pinckney, and shut that whole Barron County jail system down.
Absolutely. And you know, right now, Belinda, they're afraid, because now what happened at the last county commission meeting when I went, I exposed one of the commissioners, Dave Vaultright, I think Vollrath. I went on his Facebook page, and he had some of the most racist stuff that you have ever seen in your life. I mean, it was so racist. And what I did, I made a copy of it, some of the stuff. He took some of it down, but, you know, you expect that. But my job is to expose them for who they really are and let them know that, you know, Pinckney is back. And we're going to continue fighting for justice for all, because it was, I mean, I could not believe that a commissioner, a county commissioner, was even have any of that stuff. And I'm glad that I was smart enough to make copies of it so we can expose these people for who they are. But every once in a while, I like to go on these commissioners' pages who I suspect that might have a little racism in them. And, you know, they always lie and say, well, I'm not racist. I got a friend who's black, you know, stuff like that. Anytime they say that, I'm going to look on their page. I'm going to investigate their butt, because to me, it just doesn't make sense to me. But we have to stay focused. We need to do what we need to do. And you know, what's important, Belinda, is the numbers. We got to get people to stand up. We got to get the people to say, well, hey, I'm going to fight for the future of our children. Because a lot of times people won't fight for themselves. You know, they're, oh, it's me, I can handle that. That's the first thing come out, especially out of African American or black or whatever they want to call themselves. I can handle that. That don't mean nothing to me. You know, that ain't nothing. You know, but what about your children? Can they handle that? You know, are you preparing them for the future, Belinda? That's the key. Are you preparing them for the future? Because it's going to get worse before it gets better, unless we start doing things that need to be done. You know, I'm excited, Belinda. I'm excited today. And I'm just glad to see people, so many people listening to this show. And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride for me. And I get a chance to talk to my good friend from Slidell, Louisiana. And what else can I say?
Well, I'm sorry, Pastor Pinckney. You know, I don't know what's up with Dr. Caesar. You know, it seems like they might have be surveilling his phone, because his calls is not coming through to my phone, and I'm not being able to get to his phone. But because he is such a powerful man down here in Louisiana, and, you know, things shake, you know, when they see him coming. I think they might be surveilling his calls right now, and until he can get up under that, then we might can be able to get him on the phone next week. I hope. I'm going to keep trying. You got to get him out there. But, Pastor Pinckney, this is one thing I want you to know, is that, you know, the NFL is being hit pretty heavy right now. They're losing millions of dollars. And, you know, the boycott is being very successful. And if we can do trends like this every now and then, hit and fight back at these people and let them know that we're going to stick together, we're going to boycott them, we're going to shut them down, we're going to do whatever.
Boycott the NFL. That's how we're going to do it, Belinda.
They're losing millions of dollars. I don't care if we have to boycott orange juice, bananas, whatever it is, to let them know that we are serious about how our people are being treated in this country when it comes to injustice. You know, Kaepernick, he bowed, and they thought it was all about the flag, but it's worse than that. You know, it's worse than that. It's about people being shot down cold-blooded by the police, okay, just because they can carry a gun and shoot somebody, all right, cold-blooded, and don't nothing happen. Nothing happens.
That's right.
That's why
he
took a
knee.
It's because he tired of our young black men being shot down in the street cold-blooded and locked up and stuck in these godforsaken hellhole jails and prisons in minds where, and giving them life on nonviolent offenders. On nonviolent offenses. That is wrong, Pastor Pickney, and you know that is wrong.
Yes, it is.
And somebody got to bow and take a knee.
We only got 15 seconds, so let's say everybody that's listening, the hundreds of thousands of people that's listening to the show, let's all take a knee. We only got 5 seconds. Take a quick knee. And listen, that's all the time I have, Belinda Brown. I will talk to you all next week, same time, same station, and we are taking a knee for Colin Kaepernick. Have a nice day. See you next Sunday.